You know, on one hand, I feel like I really know Nick Cannon. On the other hand, I feel like I really don't know him. He's one of those celebrities that he's always talking very openly and honestly, but then there are sides to him. You're like, oh, I didn't know about this, or he didn't really tell us about. I mean, there's people out there that are huge Nick Cannon fans, and they keep their finger on his pulse, and they hear everything he's ever said, and they get him. And it's not that I don't get him. It's just that I know that he has 8 babies with 5 different women.
Mm-hmm.
I know he was married to Mariah Carey. They have 2 kids together. Like, I know certain facts about him. I know there was some controversy with him in the past. You know, we've seen him on America's Got Talent. Like, I get his whole vibe. I thought it was very interesting. He did an interview on a podcast that we need to discuss, by the way. We got to discuss the specific podcast. But the content of what he said, I thought was very interesting, because he was very honest about his feelings about monogamy and that he basically doesn't think it's healthy. He doesn't really get it.
Married is not single. When you allow the government and paperwork to come in and say, this is a bond, this is a covenant that is honored amongst multiple people throughout the land, that's, you're not single.
And other than that, you're single.
Or you can still make covenants without getting the government involved. You can make a covenant and just say, where two people say, we choose to be monogamous because we value this so much that we don't want anyone else to be a part of this or intrude this energy that we have. And I just don't feel like that's healthy. I don't feel like monogamy is healthy. I feel like that gets into the space of selfishness and ownership.
Well, it can, and it does. And it sure as hell doesn't come naturally.
So I feel like my ultimate goal, or not goal, I just feel like my trajectory in life is, you know, I'm 41 now. As I continue, be the best father I can be. And as I get into an older age, that I'll probably just, like, whoever's willing to put up with me.
That'll be the one.
That'll be the person who sticks around.
Whoever's still standing.
Because every relationship that I go into, I usually have this conversation up front. It was like, you're going to leave. You're going to get tired of my shit.
So I think that's an interesting philosophy. What do you think about him saying that he thinks monogamy is unhealthy?
Okay. He's completely full of shit because I know somebody who knows Nick Cannon, and every time they see Nick Cannon, he's with 3 different girls. So, of course, he's not going to believe in it, because he goes through girls like water. So, of course, he's going to say, I'm not a one-woman man. I play the field. No shit. And the only reason why you want Mariah back is because Mariah's hot as hell, she's talented, and she's got a shit ton of money. Other than that, you have a different 22-year-old every single night.
But that's not full of shit. That's his point. His point is he's not into monogamy because he wants to have a different 22-year-old every single night. He's honest about it. That's the point he's making, is that monogamy isn't healthy for him. For him. The idea that he's saying monogamy isn't healthy, it's healthy for some people.
Yeah, when he turns 60... and he starts going downhill, and he's not on TV anymore, then he can settle down.
I don't know if it's going to be 60 for him. I mean, he looks real good. He keeps in great shape, and his career is just blowing up and getting bigger and bigger as he gets older. But you're right. Over the next 20 years, it might change a little bit. And maybe by then, he might be willing to settle down with one person, but maybe not. I mean, I know people in their 60s that are swingers or players or don't want to commit to one person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's people in my building, like some of the older people in my building that I was like, I remember I asked one of the doormen about this one particular couple, because every time I saw them, they were with all different people. And I was like, are they swingers? Like, what's going on? He's like, oh yeah, they're swingers. I was like, I was joking. He's like, no, they're total swingers.
Yeah.
And they're in their 60s, you know, so good for them.
When you look back at all the really good looking people, they don't settle down. Like your Brad Pitt, your George Clooney, your John Stamos, until they get to a certain age.
Right, that's true.
Then they're just playing. I mean, you're with 3 different girls every single night. When you're Nick Cannon and you're good-looking, talented, and rich, you ain't settling down. No
I know,
way.
But he's honest. He's honest about it, is my point. He's honest about saying he's not into monogamy, and he has that conversation right from the very beginning with somebody. But I like that he was trying to spin it like, you know, you're going to leave me. It's like, no. Mm-hmm. The girl's not going to leave you. You're setting it up. That's called gaslighting. When you make it sound like, oh, you're going to leave me. Yes, I'm going to leave you because you're going to be cheating on me and then telling me that you hate monogamy.
And then you block
me. Right, and then block me. If you're somebody that's not into monogamy, that has to be a conversation you have from the get.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you start your relationship with, hey, here's something about me you need to know right now. And the problem is you get a lot of girls that are like, yeah, until he's with me, and then suddenly he'll be really into monogamy. No, if a guy tells you he's not into it, he's not into it. You're not going to change him. In fact, when I first met my boyfriend, I actually said to him, listen, I don't know if you're going to be down with this, but I'm really into monogamy. Like, that's my thing. Like, it's weird. Like, Dan Savage talks about this, how straight couples, monogamy is always the default. But that's not true. You shouldn't think that because you're with somebody and they're straight and you're straight that, well, of course we're monogamous. No, you have to have that conversation. So I had that conversation early on with my boyfriend. I said, if you're not into monogamy, I'm not the girl for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I get too jealous. I'm not a playa. I'm a one man woman.
Yeah, you think Nick Cannon actually has conversations with girls?
Oh, well, I guess that's true. Right.
It doesn't stay with him that long to have a conversation.
No, he has babies with them. He doesn't have conversations. He has babies.
He has babies with them, and then he doesn't talk to them ever again. But he goes through them so fast, they don't have a conversation. They're out on the town. They're partying. Next thing you know, he's waking up with somebody new.
Right. I don't know. I like the fact that he said he doesn't think monogamy is healthy. He should have added for him. But I like when celebrities talk about that kind of thing because it kind of normalizes the idea of not being monogamous. And there's a lot of people, I've talked to you about this before. I have plenty of friends who have open marriages and open relationships, or they're not monogamous. They have their one primary partner, but that person does whatever they want. My friend does whatever they want. And then the primary relationship is with, you know, the one guy or girl or whatever.
I would like to do a test with that and find out if it's super good looking people or not. I mean, pigs, they don't go out with many people. But the really good looking people, then they try to get away with that.
You know, I hate to say this, but, you know, I watch a lot of those murder shows, and granted, it's a murder show, so clearly the relationship didn't work out, but I watch a lot of those murder shows.
It really didn't work out.
Worse than divorce. But I watch a lot of those shows, and what's interesting to me is regular people who talk about the fact that, yeah, we were never monogamous. We always had a third person. We always had a lover. We've always been in a throuple. So I think it's going on in every walk of life, every culture, every socioeconomic level. I just think people don't talk about it. So when someone like Nick Cannon comes out and has a conversation about not being into monogamy, I think that's a good thing. So the second half of the conversation I want to have about that podcast, it's kind of interesting. You know, like everybody has a podcast now. You don't have to have had a radio background or anything. So the woman who's hosting the podcast is used to being a guest on different television shows. That's how she knows Nick Cannon. I think she's on his show once in a while. And they're obviously friends. But she clearly does not know how to do an interview. And it's very frustrating trying to listen to that interview. I was trying to pull audio from it, but she keeps interrupting him and not letting him finish a thought and talking over him, finishing his sentences for him. When you're interviewing anybody, especially a celebrity, you ask a question and you let them finish talking. She interrupts him like 20 times in the middle of it. So it was hard for me to find clean audio where she wasn't like, yeah, and then what else? And then don't you think sometimes it was really frustrating. She seems like a nice woman. I'm sure she's a good guest. I'm sure she's a smart person. She's somebody that I'd love to help her. do a better podcast and learn how to do an interview.
No, everybody doesn't need a podcast. Everybody that can afford a mic shouldn't have one. If you don't know how to use it, stop it. There's enough podcasts. We don't need more.
Play a little bit so people know what I'm talking about.
Who wants to put up with me for a long period of time?
Well, these women clearly are. You dickmatize them. You mean once the dickmatizing's over, they might.
But even to that point, because they get so frustrated and then they break out.
Aww.
And it's happened every time.
And do you tell them from the beginning that you're not going to be monogamous?
Yes.
Okay, good.
I think at this point, if you know who Nick Cannon is, you know he's probably you know a lot about me in that sense of like, I'm the guy your mom warned you about. Like, stay away from
but
that.
But you're
dude.
So sweet.
But that's like
the oxymoron
of it. I say this all the time. I am a better friend and companion than I am
a boyfriend,
relationship, husband.
That
all
makes
of those.
Sense. Well, I'm very grateful to be your friend and companion.
Exactly.
See, he's saying a lot of interesting things and he can't finish a thought, right? Is it just me or does it seem like she's just like, like, just chill the fuck out, lady.
And that's because she was never in radio. I can drive a car, but I'm not going to race NASCAR.
Yeah, it was frustrating because I'm sure he had more to say and I wish she would have mined it a little bit and really listened to what he was saying. And respond or ask the next follow-up question. She didn't do that. She waited for him to finish talking so she can say what she wanted to say. Do you mean rather than listening to what he's saying and either asking a good follow-up question or getting him talking a little more? She was so focused on her own thoughts that she wasn't really listening to him. It was very frustrating because he has a lot to say. And I'm just, again, I love when celebrities come out and talk about their sexuality. Because it really normalizes it and it opens a lot of people's eyes. And there's people out there that are like, you know what? I'm also not into monogamy, but I was afraid to say something to my partner. But Nick Cannon is out there talking about it like it's no big deal.
Hopefully one day Nick Cannon will have his own show that he can get his thoughts out on.
Which he does.
He's got 17 different shows. So maybe he can go on one of his own shows and bust that wad, not on this chick show.
He has a TV show and a podcast.
And a podcast and a radio show.
And a radio show. Right, right.
So I'm pretty sure if you want to hear Nick Cannon's thoughts, you have many different places to hear them.
Yeah.
You don't have to go to this girl's podcast.
I find him interesting. I think I like how honest he was.
Yeah, I like Nick Cannon. Wears wacky things on his head, but I like Nick Cannon.
Oh, yeah. He's always in Fashion Police. So you know how I do? I'm one of the Fashion Police on Us Weekly.
Uh-huh.
He's always in Fashion Police. And like the other day, I wanted to do a joke with him where I just wanted to say, you really love being in Fashion Police, don't you? Like he always wears the wackiest stuff.
Only if he could get another TV show.